Greetings. Today I am in Portugal. I had a wonderful time in Samora on Friday and in Lisbon yesterday. We celebrated the presence of God and called out for another experience of knowing Him. God is good and His kindness transforms our lives. I will be heading to Angola this week. I'm looking forward to seeing what God will do in Huambo. God is a good, good Father. It is important that we embrace every season of our lives so that we can find God's presence in that season. We cannot live in the past, and we have not yet arrived in our future. The only reality is today. This is truth. God's grace always manifests in truth. When we seek to live in the past, we are seeking to identify with something that does not exist anymore. This can only give us a false identity. When we seek to live in a reality that has not yet happened, we are also seeking a false identity. Truth is found in the season of today. Embracing the reality of our season will enable us to find grace for that season. Grace is the testimony of God's presence in our lives. God's grace empowers us to be givers of life to our world in every due season. There is a length of time in the season of today, and there is a new experience in the days of that season. To experience the testimony of life, we must live in the season of today. Finding God's presence today will give us God's strength in today, and it will lead us into the next step to our tomorrow. We must be faithful and wise in every season of our destiny in life. Matthew 24, verses 45 through 47. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his master made ruler over his household, to give him food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Assuredly, I say to you, that he will make him ruler over all his goods. Every season in our lives is a gift from God, and we are called, appointed, and anointed to bring glory to our Heavenly Father in every measure. He will give us the desire of life in every part of our journey. He is not a master who seeks to control us. He is a master in love and life, and He will always empower us in love and life for the truth of every day. Our way is not hidden from God, and He is always faithful in every season of our lives. Isaiah 40, 27 through 31. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. To wait upon the Lord is to bind ourselves together with Him today. Our expectation is one of knowing His presence in our lives each and every day. The Hebrew word for wait in this scripture is the Hebrew Strong's reference number 6960, kava, a primitive root to bind together, perhaps by twisting, i.e. collect, figuratively to expect. When we bind ourselves together with our Creator, we experience the creative power of His life to give us the power and strength we need for today. Like the eagle, we find the strength in our wings to ride the winds of our day. We grow in the strength of God's Word when we abide in His Word. We grow in the strength of His Spirit when we abide in His Spirit. When we partner with God and when we invite Him to partner with us, we find our identity, testimony, and purpose in Him in the season of today. Our ways are never hidden from Him, and nothing can separate us from His love. We will find His way in our way when we wait upon Him. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.